T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's a guy that can do a lot. As I said, rack. He can also, you know, he can hit it deep. He's a vertical threat. And, you know, if you've got a legit vertical threat, that can help open things up for Gabe or Steph or, you know, Khalil, any of the other guys that are playing receiver. So I think he'll just be another piece that, you know, Dorsey can use however he wants.
Brandon Bean on Deonte Hardy. You can check out all of that on demand, WGR550.com, Odyssey app as well. Joe, you ready for a stat of the day?
I would love one.
A stat of the day. All right. This comes to us from Dan Rogers on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. Writer, co-host.
Love Danny Phantom.
Writer, co-host, the Star Seminar Blogging the Boys. Cowboys guy. Okay?
Okay.
It's a Cowboys stat. This is pretty incredible. He says, with the Stephon Gilmore trade, the Dallas Cowboys have now acquired another team's former first-round pick in 10 consecutive off-seasons.
Really? That's not actually... Wait, so a first-round pick?
Every off-season...
So for 10 years.
If you take all of the acquisitions from the Dallas Cowboys, one of those players was somebody's former first-round pick.
For 10 straight years.
10 straight years. And that includes 21 different players.
Isn't that... That's a lot of players. Isn't that Jerry Jones... to a T, though. He's just going after the guys, the big names, the splash,
right.
You know,
so
press
like
release.
For example, if, just to clarify for everybody, if the Cowboys today signed Sammy Watkins, that would be one, because he was a first-round pick from another team.
Sure.
Right? Like, that would be it. I mean, you understand, I mean, you can see why, okay, there's a lot of first-round picks who, you know, they're just bouncing around the league. But 10 consecutive years to grab those guys, it just seems like quite an anomaly.
Yeah. That's Jerry Jones. That's just him, though. Like, right? I don't expect that. I wonder if Washington had a streak like that at one point.
Maybe.
With Daniel Snyder, like when they were adding Deion Sanders and Albert Haynesworth, like when they were in that era. So
I mean, the Bills, right? I'm trying to think.
How many first-round picks the Bills
have they acquired from other places, teams, whatever? Yeah, I mean, if you go back, I'm sure they've had Von Miller last year. He was a first-round pick, you know?
Yeah, Von Miller, but... There's not many, right? Like, think about their top moves. Like, Poyer was a seventh, wasn't he? Hyde was
right, but it's not going to be the top moves. It's going to be somebody who generally maybe the tail end of their
OJ Howard, but he doesn't make the team,
right? But they did acquire him. That would count.
Yeah, okay.
They did acquire him, and he was
Connor McGovern's a third.
A third.
Deonte Hardy was undrafted, right?
Yeah. So nothing this year yet.
Yeah.
I don't think that we could put on this. Kyle Allen wasn't a first round pick.
No, Mitch Trubisky was though.
Yeah. See.
Okay. All right. So they'll dabble here. They'll dabble.
All right. Let's talk about Jonah Williams, the Bengals offensive lineman who missed last year in the playoffs with the injury. He became a left tackle. Apparently, after the Orlando Brown signing by the Bengals, reports are that Jonah Williams has requested a trade from the Bengals. You interested?
I'm not really. He was actually kind of bad last year. It was his worst season by Pro Football Focus grade. In fact, run blocking, he was really bad, which I guess here you don't mind as much. You know, I'd prioritize the pass blocking. But I'm not. The contract is big, too, isn't it? I don't have the details.
I'm not that interested because, the contract has some numbers on it, but I don't think he's that great.
Right. Is he better than Spencer Brown? How sure are you that he's better than Spencer Brown, even if he is? Not much, right?
I mean, is he even a right tackle, really? I mean, like, what
he's
is he?
Never like? He's played left tackle, like, his whole career.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? It's not better than Deion Dawkins.
He has a $12.6 million cap hit. 1 year left on his contract.
Well, cap hit for them. What's his base?
His base is 12.6.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's so that's fully, what it would be. That's what it would be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
They need to trade him, by the way, because otherwise they're on the hook for 12.6. If they cut him, they get no cap savings. If they trade him, they get all of it. And they're not going to play him, right? Like, they have Orlando Brown at left tackle. They're going to have Lyle Collins at right tackle, right? So where are they putting
him? I assume he comes back, but I mean, he did.
But at what position? Is he going to be the backup at $12.6 million?
No, that's right. Well, didn't he come in as a guard, though? Didn't he come in the league as a guard? No.
He might have.
Yeah, I think he did.
I'll look.
But you could do that, but what a play by Jonah Williams. Did you see? I just saw some numbers on him. Let me get to the PFF numbers and the grades.
He has never played a snap in the NFL that wasn't at left tackle.
Okay. I thought he came in.
Maybe in college he was. Maybe in college he was, but he has never played. He's played 2,779 snaps, every single one at left tackle.
I saw somebody had tweeted out some grades. He was like 55th out of 60-something and 44th out of 60-something as far as grades last year.
Yep.
And I'm not. Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, no, me neither. And, hey, I kind of hope they don't get out of it. I would love the Bengals to get stuck with that much money tied up at tackle, especially with one that would be a backup for them.
All right, Cole Beasley.
Starts a guard.
That's right, Cole Beasley. At Bees11 on Twitter. He's always a little controversial on Twitter, I guess you'd say. But this is a little different kind of controversy. It has nothing to do with politics or vaccines or anything like that. Cole Beasley tweeted earlier today, the only QB in the entire league you can put in front of Rodgers right now is Mahomes, and that's it. The disrespect is crazy. This is an Aaron Rodgers tweet saying how great Rodgers is, and I can't believe all these people are crapping on Rodgers, basically.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the first few responses are, didn't Josh Allen just throw you the ball, and don't you think Josh Allen belongs there? What about Josh Allen? And his response was, he's three right now. I'm okay with it.
I'm
okay with it.
I even kind of appreciate it.
Right.
It's, you know, every player in the league will say, oh, no, my guy's the best. Every player in the league will say my fan base is the best, right? We have the best fans in the world. You know, keep it real once in a while. And Beasley saying he's third, there's nothing wrong with being third, if anything. So let me say this. I would say no one would be that upset for putting Josh Allen third. I don't care who you are. If you rank Josh Allen as the third best quarterback in football, you can only be so mad at that. But is the fact that he put Rodgers ahead of Allen the disrespectful part? If someone puts Burrow ahead of Allen, you can't be too mad at that. When you put Rodgers ahead of him at 40, now I feel like you might have more people after you because of that.
I don't think it's disrespectful, especially coming from a 33-year-old wide receiver who has been in this league with Aaron Rodgers for a long time. Like, coming from him, who's seen the best of Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to get to Aaron Rodgers' wash nearly as easy as anyone else. He's going to have all these great things Rodgers has done, thinking about it and like, yeah, the guy can play. And he's probably not watching all of Aaron Rodgers' games. He doesn't know necessarily that he had the most interceptions last year than he had early in his career. He's just going to know he's Aaron Rodgers and he can still play.
Or is he just trying to warm up to Aaron Rodgers so that he gets added to Rodgers' list
maybe,
to go to the Jets?
Maybe that could be it. Heard a lot of rumblings about Cole Beasley going to the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, being reunited with Brian Daboll. I think that is very much possible.
I think they might be out on that now, though.
Really?
Because they've added – so this is the Giants receiving room. They re-signed Darius Slayton this offseason. Now, he's more of an outside guy. But they also signed Paris Campbell to a one-year deal. Paris Campbell has played with the Colts almost exclusively out of the slot. And they have Wendell Robinson, who they like – who they drafted in the second round last year, who also plays primarily out of the slot. So their receiving core now consists of, obviously they traded for Darren Waller at tight end, Isaiah Hodgins, Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard, Paris Campbell, and Wendell Robinson. I think they're probably done. I think if they were going to sign Beasley, they wouldn't have signed Paris Campbell because he is a slot receiver.
And they, by the way, just converted some of Waller's salary into a signing bonus. They created $7 million in cap room. This just happened today. Yeah. Did you read the story, see the story about Darren Waller and why possibly he was traded away from the Raiders?
Does that have to do with his wedding?
The wedding?
Yeah. So Josh McDaniels, his head coach, who, by the way, already has a reputation for being like standoffish with his players.
Yes.
There was a former Broncos player that said that he was just a nightmare to deal with.
Yes.
And McDaniels let it be known at the combine that Darren Waller was getting married to his fiance, who I believe is a WNBA player. I forget her name, though. Laura Ash, maybe, is her name. That they were getting married.
Yeah, charge your computer there, pal.
Yeah,
you got a
yeah we got 15 minutes. I can get through with
10%. Go ahead.
So he was getting married, but he didn't make that public. And he didn't want it made public for some reason. And McDaniels made it public. And then
at like the combine or something. I don't know, at a meeting with reporters or something.
And then his wife tweeted that he did it because he was mad that he wasn't invited to the wedding. And then he just, you know, miraculously got traded 2 days later. It's a little weird. A little weird. Josh McDaniels not necessarily known as a people person, too. So,
all right, before we head out of here, we're going to come back. We have one more segment. Joe and I are going to play a new game. It's called the, well, it might be really new. I don't think we played it here. The yes-no game. It's the remaining free agents on the Bills. I'm going to say the name, and you just say yes-no if you want them back or not.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that when we come back from the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.